The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host, guest, random reptoid, or chupacabra may not necessarily reflect those of AM 950 Radio, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Now, it's time to step into the unknown. There are things people experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in the corner, flickering of the lights. A disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story, share your experience. Because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every night we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, and so much more. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very much for joining me tonight. You know, a couple things before we get started, because there's a lot going on. This weekend, I wanted to once again bring up to everybody that we're doing the Minnesota Paraconnection in St. Cloud, Minnesota. That's at the St. Cloud Armory. I want to make sure that people have a chance to go out there. This is a very local paranormal event, which that means you get all the local paranormal teams and stuff out there. A lot of thought, a lot of work has gone into it. So hopefully we get people to take part and join in. It's going to be a lot of fun. And once again, it's at the St. Paul Armory this Saturday. It's at 10 a.m. and ends at 5 p.m. It's $7 to get in. So it's going to be a pretty good deal. It's going to be a good day. Char Savoy and I are going to be speaking at 2:30 that day. We're going to play some evidence, and we're going to it's going to be a lot of fun. Before we get too far, Adam, you had your first paranormal investigation this past weekend.
I did. I joined you and Char and a host of a bunch of wonderful other paranormal enthusiasts.
Yeah.
At the Grant House and the Jasper Masonic Lodge in Rush City. It was everything I expected and more. In fact, a lot more. It was very eye-opening. It was very intriguing. And it was an absolute good time. And if you've ever been on the fence about going with Greg and Char to any of these events, absolutely do it. Do not hesitate. You are in great hands with those two, as well as the other two leaders we had with us, Kyle and Tree. Thank you both as well. I know mm-hmm. you'll be listening. All four of them were absolutely wonderful. And there were quite a few people there who were like myself, who had never been on a paranormal investigation, and they guided us through. There was no sense of danger. It was absolutely a fantastic and intriguing time, and I definitely suggest anyone who has ever thought about doing it, do it. I personally caught some evidence myself, a couple of EVPs, which were wonderful. So, yes, absolutely do the next event if you are on the fence.
Well, I don't know what to say after that. My goodness. All right. Well, we got that well and truly taken care of. Thank you. I'm glad you were there, Adam. I'm glad you were able to have some experiences there as well. That's kind of what it's all about, isn't it? And we'll probably talk more about that tomorrow, Casual Friday, the usual. But today I'm really excited because we're going to be doing one question readings, and we have on psychic medium Miriam Farish, and we are going to hopefully get some people in here that want to ask some questions. You know, funny enough, Miriam, and first of all, welcome to Ghost Box Radio. It's fantastic to have you with us tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
You know, I realized when we went silent before the show, I told you nothing about the show. You know, I told you that I didn't tell you about the breaks. I didn't tell you about how many segments. You know, it's nothing about it whatsoever. So, and this isn't a test of your psychic abilities. This is just me not being a very good host. So, you know, we got that taken care of.
I've seen your show before, but fair enough. I think I can go with the flow.
So, and what I didn't ask you, because normally when we do these, I put the line out there. I don't want to see questions about politics. I don't want to see questions about, and it's up to you if you want to do them. But like normally we don't ask for mediumship because that's something different. It's more of just like one question just about love, money, jobs, that sort of thing. You know, does that sound good to you?
Sure. However you want to run it is fine by me.
Okay, great. Because we're going to do something a little bit different tonight. We did talk about something beforehand, and one of the things we talked about was one question readings for your pets. And you know, if people know I have a cat and I talk about him way too much. And, you know, so speaking of which right now, who do we have? For people who are not watching the stream, you're missing out. Who do we have on screen with you right now?
This is Oliver. His timing was unusually perfect.
He's beautiful. My gosh, how old is he?
Oh, he's five maybe by now.
That's awesome. So beautiful. You know, it's just amazing how immediately when you see an animal that I can see is I can feel the smile right in my face. And that's unusual for me. So those muscles are sore, but I feel them and it's great.
It's so true. It's funny you mentioned that because the other day during yoga, I put on I'll put YouTube on and I'll put on a sound bath or something. Right. And this guy was playing the singing bowls and his cat walks onto the screen. And I swear to God, I acted like Elvis just walked out. I just stopped everything. And I was like, I had to see what this cat was going to do.
Right. I mean, I don't know Oliver, but I love him unreservedly. Okay. You know, I just see his little face and I'm like, oh my gosh, I would like you to clone him and I would like one for myself. And I don't have any dogs. So yeah, though that's fantastic. You know, before we talk about the readings and stuff, I do want to talk a little bit about you. And I never read your bio. And, you know, Miriam is a renowned psychic medium and spiritual teacher, reading both people and pets for over 25 years. Her tough yet down-to-earth personality has attracted and inspired a loyal following. Miriam's gifts became evident at a young age when she was predicting deaths and speaking to deceased family members. Her mother quickly recognized what was happening and supported and nurtured her daughter's gifts. Miriam's versatility as a medium allows her to remote view locations around the world to clear people and locations of dark, demonic energies. She also works with alien groups to assist clients in either stopping alien abduction visits or make sense of more light-filled visitation communications. This clearing work has also expanded her teachings in bridging the gap between the paranormal and spirituality and religion. So, and as a vegan and One Planet Rescue board member, animal communications assisting with tracking lost animals plays a large role in her volunteerism. And on a more human level, Miriam assists couples and individuals with deeper understanding of who they are and why they are. This work has extended to partnering with neurologic Dr. Philip how do you pronounce that last name? Duan?
Duan. Philippe Duan.
And to assist with mental health and more series of neurological issues. Miriam is a 2021 nominee for Best Psychic Medium for the Paranormal Awards and was GOOP's 2018 Best Psychic Pet Physic. Miriam has worked with legendary guitarist Cat Dyson, Demi Moore, Jackson Galaxy, My Cat from Hell, the cast of Ghost Hunters 2020, Alexandra Holzer of the Holzer Files, John Bullard, Patrick McQuarrie of The Haunted Side. Miriam delivers weekly content to over 170,000 followers on TikTok, over 3.4 million likes, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook combined. So I just wanted to make sure that people understand here that there's a lot going on with you. My goodness. And you had time to do our little show. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And you know, so I think what we'll do then, first of all, for people who would like a question read, you could put it into the comments. If you're watching on Facebook anywhere, you could put it in the comments. We'll see it. You can also call in. The call-in number is 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. We have Adam with us tonight who will help out with the calls. And I don't know, you know, depending on how many questions we get tonight, Miriam, we just got to get you on to talk about the alien stuff. I mean,
aliens.
I mean, okay, I got to ask the question.
Yeah, let's talk.
How do you know that you have to help somebody from a preemptive abduction?
Preemptive meaning, well, usually if I'm understanding your question correctly, I help people who have already experienced being abducted.
So they have been abducted. They've already been abducted.
Yeah. Okay, and they want it to stop.
Yeah.
And and or people who haven't been abducted but are being visited or harassed. And then there's obviously the lighter side where people just have experiences that want, and they want to make sense of it.
Got it. Oh my gosh. I mean, this is such a fascinating area. I'm not sure if Adam would want the abductions to stop. I really am not 100% sure what his take on that is.
Those are vacations.
Adam's being abducted?
Yeah, Adam likes to be abducted by aliens. It's been a long-term goal of his, so, you know.
So that's like on his bucket list to be abducted. He hasn't yet.
That or kidnapped by Bigfoot, one of the other, I would consider it a vacation at this point.
Oh my God, so many of us would. But be careful what you wish for, especially when it comes to aliens.
I'm hoping more of the Wall-E variety of alien.
Well, okay, how many different varieties of aliens do you feel that are abducting people? Do you know what I mean? Because you have, you know, all sorts of different types. Is there like and this sounds like somebody who does not know what he's talking about. Is there like more one that's more prevalent than the others?
Okay, so well, this is one alien group right here.
You have like a pet store in your screen right now.
Hovering right now, they usually never hover. So when it comes to aliens, can I say a little side note really quick?
Please do.
This
show is nothing but a side note. Okay. Oh wow, look at that. Those are cool.
These are my alien eyes, but I point them out because when people see that tattoo, I either get like a almost like a recoiled response, or I get people who are like, whoa. And I don't tell them, but the people that go, whoa, I'm like, you like you could tell like you like aliens. Like they just gave it away, whether they know it or not. I don't know that you can really tell or you know that's what those are, but people who very few people respond.
Do that again, and for those who are watching, I'll make it so that they can see it. Yeah. That's cool.
That's my family.
I like that.
You know
a lot.
What's so funny is I asked my husband when I came home, I showed him and he's like, And then I'm like, you don't like it? And he goes, well, it's a little creepy. And I'm like, don't speak ill of your in-laws. He was like, see, right there. That's why it's creepy.
That's great. How long have you had that tattoo?
It's new. 2 years.
What prompted that one? I mean, were you just like, I want alien eyes? Or is there something that, you know, that came to you that you're just like,
I don't watch, for those that know me, like, I don't honestly typically watch a lot of documentaries on aliens or anything like that. And the reason for it is because I want my information channeled to not be, affected by other researchers. Not that other researchers are wrong or bad. I just don't want to influence. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to see something and be like, oh yeah, that was on Netflix. So I try to not watch, but a friend of mine had turned me on to one. She's like, you have to see this one. And anyway, I watched it and I just have such a visceral effect that is almost so familiar with when I hear certain alien experiences and stories that I just saw it. And I don't know what the documentary is called. I don't remember, but it was about the school of kids who actually saw a spaceship land, and the kids were talking about their experience. Mm-hmm. I want to say it happened in Australia, but anyway, one of the kids drew like the eyes, and I saw it and I was like, I have to get those eyes on my arm. And these aren't the eyes that she drew, but I just started like researching alien eyes and different, you know, and I just knew I had to have that. It just moved me to that point of like, okay, I need to have that on me at this point.
So Adam, what's the documentary? I know you're looking it up right now.
Yeah, I was trying to remember where
it's
it
not
was.
Sir No Face, is it?
No,
or not the document. Not the.
It was on Amazon.
Because I know which one you're talking about. I've heard that. I haven't seen it myself.
I'm looking for it right
now. Now, Linda asked you the question, Mariam, of what alien eyes are on your arm? Is there like a specific type of alien, or is it just your rendering of Alien Eyes.
Yeah, it was. I put a combination of just like images and colors that I felt resonated. And then my other one is the bat is my paranormal work. So I have my, this represents the paranormal work because the bat helps me when I go under. And then my aliens represent the alien work. And then, of course, my crow. That's just because Linda mentioned tattoos. But sorry, I digress. So when it comes to the alien groups, there's so many. It's at the end of the day, it's a lower vibration that abduct, right? And so there's so many different, I refer to them as families. And it, every time I work with people, I tend to come up with different families. I have yet to have too much crossover, like, oh, I remember you guys. And I don't tend to get real, sometimes I get very clear, like wording or letters, but I think, I know Linda's watched my work a lot. I don't always, I'm not one of those psychics that can always get super specific on names and such. I just recognize energy and like, will be like, oh, I remember that, that feeling, that family was very familiar to me.
I got it. Why don't we do this? Folks, stack up the chat with questions. There's some in there already. Don't forget, folks, you can call in 952-946-6205. Let's take our first break. When we come back, I'd like you to do a connection with Linus, and we'll just go from there. You are listening to Ghostbox Radio on AM 950. And as we've been talking about throughout the commercial breaks and stuff, we are doing a giveaway for tickets for a screening of The Exorcist film that's going to be next Tuesday at Rosedale AMC. If you're local to us, go ahead. You can put into the comments that you would like free tickets for the movie, or you can send me an email. The email address is comment@ghostboxradio.com, or you can call in and let Adam know that you'd like to go. The number is 952-946-6205. And don't forget, you can also call in with that number, 952-946-6205, if you'd like a reading from Miriam. And before we get started, Carol has a question, and it's just very simple. It's the first time that she's seen you. You sound so marvelous. She's glad she tuned in, and she's wondering where she could follow you on Facebook.
Oh, thank you, Carol. Yeah, I'm very active on Instagram, Facebook, Miriam Farish. And YouTube.
Okay, great. Great. We'll go through all that again at the end of the program as well. We're getting some questions coming in here, but I'm going to kind of take over real fast, and I'd like to see if we could get any sort of information about this little guy right here. This is Linus.
So the way that I read is off questions. So if you can prompt me with a leading question that you have, that's always helpful.
How about this? Is he worried about something?
So Linus's personality is a combination of really confident, obviously, I mean, I say obviously because I know a lot of cats can be a little bit aloof, but mm-hmm. there's this sense of confidence with in a very evolved soul. Linus is not new to being an animal and has actually morphed in and out. I believe he actually went through a human experience, maybe many, many. Came back through. And so he's very keen and aware. So when you say worried about something, he doesn't tend to worry in like the traditional sense, like humans do, but it's like something's on his radar. And so he will become aware when something is, like he's saying, on his radar.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something specific that you're wondering that he's concerned about or on his radar?
I've been out quite a bit, and I know that like most animals, he doesn't. I don't think he knows that I'm coming back. You know, I think it's that sort of like that immediate like he's not here. Is he ever going to come back? And you can't really always tell him, like, you know, hey, I'm going to be back in 2 days, 3 days. He doesn't understand that. So, you know, maybe it's not necessarily a Linus worry, but a worry for me and guilt, because it has to be horrible for someone of like anyone to not think that the person that, you know, cares for them, whatever, is not coming back. And that's a worry.
Yeah, you answered your own question. Linus is a very confident animal and I'm not feeling that much separation anxiety in him. I'm feeling it obviously in you.
Mm-hmm.
And he does know you're coming back, and animals do know that you're coming back. A big, you know, I mean, from an intuitive and energetic level, animals understand us. And Linus understands you based off of your energetic communication and connection, whether you realize that or not. Linus has no doubt that you're coming back. Mm-hmm. Does he like when you leave? No. And he says it's more from a what he prefers. Like, I prefer that things work a certain way. I like when things stay the same. I don't like when things change. But I always know he's coming back. That's not a concern for me as much as I prefer that he doesn't leave.
Right, right. Well, for what it's worth, I prefer I don't leave either. But, you know, sometimes you have to, right? That's awesome. Thank you so much for that. Once again, we're doing one question readings with psychic medium Miriam tonight. You could put your questions into the comments if you are watching us on any Facebook or LinkedIn. Or you can give us a call, 952-946-6205. We'll put you on the air with Miriam. But I'm going to go into the comments here. And Joanne asked the question, when is she going to find a love partner?
Okay. Let me...
Now, are you using... I'm sorry. Are you using tarot for this? Or I'm just curious what... Okay.
Yeah, I don't read tarot traditionally. I just use them as like a conduit to kind of get started. Like typically when I read, I use pictures. I read through the eyes. But when I do stuff online like this, I'll use cards to help. And Joanne has a picture, so that's even better. Joanne, I feel like there's a block for you. I feel like it's almost like you feel like, was there someone in the past that someone like, I mean, obviously we all have had our heart broken, but I feel like there's almost someone you're saying who like will never compare. I don't know if it's a partner or a father or a best friend or something, but I'm feeling like there's this like, you know, this part of you that doesn't feel like anyone. And it's not that you don't feel anyone isn't good enough. It's that you feel like they could never, like, I keep feeling that just like compared to someone showed you something that was really great as far as relationship. And, oh, there it is. My happily ever after died on me. Okay. I'm sorry, Joanne. That makes sense. Okay. Okay. So, now that I have that clarity, I can answer your question. You will find love again, but the timing for you is going to be very important. And I don't feel that coming up just yet. I hate to say this because you'll be like a full year, but I'm almost feeling like it could be next year at this time. I mean, definitely anything's possible. I'm not in charge of the universe, so this can happen a lot sooner. But it feels like, I feel like there's still a lot of unfinished business for you, healing. And you might, that which may or may not directly have to do with losing your what sounds like was your soulmate. There's just some work to do still. So yes, you will. That's not the question. The question isn't, will you, even though I know that's what your question was. I'm saying that's fine. You don't worry. You will. It's more so a timing issue. So just be patient with that.
Now, I know that not one size fits all in these sort of things. But when you're talking about people who that they need to heal a little bit more, there's some work, like you said yourself, there's some work that needs to be done Do you have any recommendations for people in that regard? Because I think sometimes, and I'm not saying this is Joanne's case at all, but I can just imagine that there's some people who may have never put in the work. They've been putting it off, and maybe they don't know where to start, perhaps.
It's a great question. So I talk about the five steps to higher consciousness, and the five steps to higher consciousness is just healing. Okay. But if you choose, they can take you to a deeper place, and it's simple. It's therapy when you need it, journaling, daily meditation practice, exercise, even if it's just walking outside, a very healthy, clean diet.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, we want to make sure that whether it's journaling, therapy, meditation, diet, exercise, all of that comes together to balance the emotional body. And when we're balancing the emotional body, we're healing the emotional body. When we're healing the emotional body, we're finding forgiveness. When we find forgiveness, we're giving ourselves forward to the next moment in life. So it's not unusual with death and with grief to be seeking forgiveness, whether it's forgiving yourself, forgiving them, forgiving a situation. When we forgive, we give ourselves forward to the next moment. Forgiveness comes from healing, meditation, yoga, therapy, journaling when we need it, healthy diet, exercise. And you might say, how do you do all of that and work and have a family? Because it's baby steps. Meditation is 60 seconds a day to start, just 60 seconds a day. Therapy when you need it. Some of us need it a lot. Some of us need it now. Some of us later. It depends. And if you can't or don't want therapy, it's journaling. Exercise is very important. And diet, all of that together is how we heal, especially through grief.
Absolutely. And I have to say, you know, doing this long enough that, you know, there's people on here who I've seen, you know, put comments up and stuff. I've known them, through comments and stuff for years. I did not know this about you, Joanne, and I'm very sorry to hear that. And I just want to say personally, I hope that I hope you find that connection, that person to love again, because that is it's tough. And I'm very sorry to hear that you had to go through that. Amanda would like to know if she may get a general reading from you, please.
If you don't mind, Amanda, if you can lead with a question, that's for me. I don't really do generals well unless you lead with a question. So like Joanne, you know, she said, am I ever going to find love again? If you can prompt me with a question, that's always helpful.
And Amanda, I can see your comments on YouTube, so you're good, because she was wondering if I could see them. I can definitely see them. What about health questions? I know that some psychic mediums don't really want to do that. I mean, we all know that. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. You're not a doctor, but I mean, you know, but do you? I mean, because I have somebody here wondering about health issues. Are you interested in taking that, or do we? Do we say go see a doctor?
Does she have a picture in her profile by chance so I could look? Vicky. Vicky, if you, and I'm sorry for continuing to say this. I probably should have opened with this. If Vicky, you can get a little bit more specific, then I can hone in on what, like, if you don't want to share, of course, your life story, but just say something like, I'm struggling with digestion, or I'm struggling with, you know, and then I can, and then yes, I can absolutely help.
So Amanda has said, what does my future entail? I've been stuck in a rut and don't know where to go from here.
When you say rut, do you mean career or personal life? What do you mean when you say you're stuck in a rut? So I can get better clarity on what that means for you.
My goodness, Miriam, you folks have to write a paragraph for this woman, okay? So it's exactly down. Let's see here. Okay, here we go. So Vicky just says that she's constantly in pain.
Okay. I feel like it's coming from nerve damage. I feel like there is a nerve that is around the neck, the top of the neck. And it's spreading out through the whole body. That's the quick version. You're welcome to reach out to me and I can send you rates for more. I'm not holding information back. I'm just under this circumstance. That's all I'm getting is it's coming from the top of the neck. It's nerve damage and it's moving out through the body.
And I think that is something that people need to understand is that some of these questions, one question is in the span of what this program is, that's not going to be enough to really kind of get into the real meat of the answer, right? Mm-hmm. Now, do you prefer people to send you an email at your Gmail address when it comes to setting up appointments, or is there another way that you'd like that to be handled?
Yeah, they can email me. I'm not on Facebook as much, but you're welcome to try me through Facebook. It just might take me a day or two. But if you email or Instagram or YouTube, I respond within 24 hours.
And Mariam's email is mariamthemedium@gmail.com.
Correct.
So definitely do that because these are always meant to just kind of be like just quick questions or whatever. If you're wanting something deeper, I mean, and I always say it's always worth doing a deeper session because these are just meant to kind of answer some of the questions, but there's a whole lot more that they're going to get from you.
Absolutely. Thank you for that.
Now, let's see here. Let's maybe try to get one more in before we take our break here. Let's see here what I can find. Now, Joshua asks if you see a relationship in his future.
Okay. Yeah, it feels like I almost want to say you may have met someone already. There's someone already in your circle. There's someone already. Maybe you haven't met them directly. Maybe they're a friend of a friend type thing. But I feel like there's already someone kind of circling your world, or maybe they'll be starting out at your job and you haven't met them yet, but I feel like they're already circling. and it's just a matter of you two connecting. It feels very close. It feels like it should happen. It feels like it could happen. Now, remember, time is a tough one, but it feels like before the next year, it feels like mm-hmm. January.
And I mean, and I don't want to be a party pooper here, but I am known for that. The thing is, too, it's like you see a relationship in the future. It's very possible, yes, but it doesn't mean it's a long-lasting relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess where I'm going with that is I think that's always something to kind of keep in mind, too, that I think people are looking for their love of their lives. But sometimes it's also like, well, you want to know about a relationship. Yeah, there is one coming, but it may not be what you're looking for.
Yes, for sure. I think it depends on what's like for me, what I'm feeling in the cards and seeing is what you're looking for is long term. Yeah. I think a lot of times psychics can kind of feel the difference between something mm-hmm. that's just kind of a flash in the pan and something more long term.
Got it. Once again, folks, as Linda very kindly put into the comments, if you would want to get a reading with Mariam, go to mariamthemedium@gmail.com and definitely ask for rates and get that figured out. Let's take our next break here. When we come back, we have some more questions. Once again, if you want to call in, and that might be easier to be able to get to your question or whatever else, you call in at 952-946-6205. We are doing one question readings with psychic medium Mariam tonight. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And join us tomorrow on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken. We're going to do Casual Friday, which means, of course, that we're just going to ease into the weekend, talk about some paranormal news. We're going to do Question of the Week, all that good stuff. And, just if you have any questions, you want to share any experiences, Let's talk about them tomorrow. Miriam, you know who I'm going to have on Monday? This isn't a psychic test either. I'm just excited. Guess who I'm going to have on? No. I'm going to have on Angela Boley on.
Angela!
Yeah, I'll have her on Monday. I will definitely do so. And Angela does a lot of work with, you know, she'll draw what she sees, and she's a very wonderful artist, and we're gonna be talking about that. So very, very exciting. We are doing one question readings with psychic medium Miriam, and it's been a lot of fun. Once again, if you want to schedule a reading with her, you can go to mariamthemedium@gmail.com. That's mariamthemedium@gmail.com. And we're doing one question readings. If you have questions, you can put them into the chat. You can also call us 952-946-6205. And let's see here. Oh, Linda, do you really want this on the air? Linda would like to know if she needs a colonoscopy. What are you laughing about?
Listen, poop isn't funny.
No.
Poop is always funny.
Once again, though, folks, mariamthemedium@gmail.com.
If you need a colonoscopy, I'm the one to call. Let's see. I'd like to know if I really need one. I mean, here's the thing. Okay, I know you don't want my personal opinion. My personal opinion is, like, colonoscopy, it's not gonna hurt. But, I mean, I don't know if it actually hurts. I've never had one. I'm just saying, like, worst case scenario is you might feel a little lighter. I
can hear Adam laughing in the other room with that one.
he handed us too many jokes on a silver platter.
Like, right. So, Linda's like, this is the last time I'm taking part in this program.
And Linda's such a loyal friend. Oh, good. She's laughing at us. Okay. All seriousness. Linda, here's the thing. Linda, I know that you're very intuitive. I know that. So I would throw the question back at you because it's your body and you can feel your body. And all jokes aside, what I was trying to say earlier was just that, listen, worst case scenario is if you didn't need one, it's not going to hurt you in the end. But I'm sorry. That was totally an accident. Oh my God. This is how professional I am.
This is a new level for this show. I think it's,
there's just too many jokes there. Okay. But my point is, all seriousness, trust, you know your body better. I don't feel like that's like to answer the question, I'm not sure why someone pointed you in that direction because I'm not really feeling that's where your problem is. To answer that question. So if you were scared too for some reason or didn't, whatever, you know, always consult with your doctor first. But I'm not really feeling that's where whatever problems you're having is stemming from.
Now, I think also isn't kind of the rule of thumb is if you're asking, do I need something, it's probably a good idea to do it then, right? I mean, just it's more of like if it's even on your mind, you know, within reason. I mean, if it's like, do you think I need my arm amputated? Obviously not. But, you know, if it's something more and not to once again poke light at it, but Miriam started this. Clearly, you're getting some very bad advice, Linda, if you're thinking the problem is your throat and people are telling you to get a colonoscopy. So. It's like they don't know the human anatomy.
I'm going to start crying. I'm sorry.
So,
thank God it's Linda, and we both know Linda. But I mean, how do you go from having a sore throat to needing a colonoscopy?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, this one is not going on my reel, that's for sure. Well, good luck, Linda. You have a lot of choices.
you do have to let us know how that works, how it all ends up.
comes out in the end, yeah.
The physician's name isn't Dr. Pepper now, is it? Just throwing that out there. May need to change.
Oh, goodness.
I was purposely trying to not say that. Okay.
So the Matt McNeil Show is now moving to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. And All right. Well, let's try it. We're going to do our very best to bring this back on track. And there's some serious questions here, and we're not getting there yet. We got to kind of come back to earth a little bit, I think. So with that being said, let's see here. Okay, I don't know how well this one will work, because one of the things that we talked about before the program that no one else heard us talk about because we weren't on the air yet, that it helps. Sometimes it helps with Miriam with when it comes to animals to see pictures. That's not easy in this situation, so she may end up not being able to do so or whatever. But Don asked the question, how would I know if my DTS Pitbull Hustler is in heaven, picked up in Baja, Mexico? I'm a little confused myself.
Are you reading it as what does DTS stand for?
I don't know.
Or did she mean to say dog pitbull? Okay, pitbull hustler is in heaven, picked up in Baja. I could try to, why don't you clarify a little bit, Don, and then I can help you.
DTR, is that, I mean, I'm not a dog owner, so I'm not sure
what DTR means. Okay. And are you saying you picked up his ashes in Mexico because he passed? Just give me a little more clarification.
So, okay, Don, if you wouldn't mind writing them, or you can call in. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. And let's see here. Amanda did write back in with a little bit more information. Amanda, I didn't forget about you because she was just wondering about a general reading at first. She was been in a rut. She wrote a couple things here. She says, it's hard to describe since I don't know what my purpose in life is, and I've been questioning what I'm supposed to be doing. Let me read the other one that she wrote as well. If it helps me to narrow it down, I would ask if I'll ever have a real career in life, as I can't figure out what I'm supposed to do professionally.
Good. That's helpful, Amanda. Thank you. So the first, what comes to me right away is that you're a very compassionate individual that would do well in a, I see animals around you too. I'm not sure if those are, if you have animals or if you, some of your guides are animals. I see that. But I see this need in you to be of service, meaning you will find, anyone will find great passion when they are in service, because helping others does nothing but feed us. But for some of us, it's stronger than others. And in you, I feel this intense need to be of service. So working at a nonprofit or even finding some volunteer work is going to help put you, because what you're seeking is, why am I here? And we are all here to be in service on some level. But when we're feeling like you are, where you're in a rut, it's actually not a rut. You're actually in an incredible position, because you feel your spirit calling and saying, this isn't working. This isn't working. What's next? And so you're actually not in a rut. You're actually you're at a crossroads, and you're like, I'm ready to turn left. I'm done being at this crossroads. I'm ready to turn left. And so I see this is just an example, but it's also something that keeps coming to me. You being of service, helping others in a homeless shelter, or maybe it's a pet shelter. I'm seeing you bringing families together, bringing people together. And it's just a matter of, this is going to sound cheesy, but it's really very specific to you, following your heart. So that's where they're saying, get out there and find a way to just volunteer, even if it's just like an hour a week, because it's going to open up your heart and you're going to be like, oh, that's what I want to do. It's not going to happen overnight, but it's going to happen pretty quick once you get that heart open. Also, getting into some yoga would be great. Some gentle yoga really opens up the heart. And that's what you're really asking me is, how do I get this heart open? That's what I'm feeling from you.
That makes a lot of sense. And Don, I'm reading more of what you're saying. Honestly, if you could, please just call in. I am still I personally am still pretty confused by what you are looking for. And all I want to do is making sure that you get connected to ask the question you want. Feel free to call in at 952-946-6205. And, you know, it's from there. You can definitely ask her the question, or if you prefer to talk to her separately, you could set up a reading with her as well. Let me see here. Where are we here with some questions here? Let me go through here. There's some a little bit more serious ones that have come up here that I want to get through here. I mean, I'm just gonna send this your way. I don't know, you know, if this is one that whatever. Ned asked the question, and I'm in a wreck. My brother passed away today. I worship the ground he walked on. Did he achieve everything he wanted to?
Oh, Annette, I'm so sorry. So Annette, it's obviously you're in shock still, and so what I can tell you is his soul absolutely did achieve all that it came out to do. But when someone loses somebody, I tend to not want to read them until at least a month has passed, because I want that shock to settle. But I'm going to share with you whatever I'm feeling and hearing. Okay. I feel that, yes, he's very much, his soul is completed, and that he, there's a legacy being left for you to take and absorb and put out there. So it's like there's going to come a time in your life where you're going to say, had my brother not passed, I don't know if I would have ended up where I'm at today. And where that's at is this, I don't see everything because I don't want to mess with your path, but they're just showing you in this really happy, fulfilled, very different existence. And all of that is inspired and transpired from what your brother left to you. It's like, I feel like your brother left you a gift, and you get to now utilize that gift. And he will continually be speaking through you, working with you. He's not leaving your side.
Yeah. Annette, I am so sorry to hear about that. That is really, really tough to hear, and wish you nothing but you know, condolences and prayers. And Miriam, thank you for that. Once again, folks, schedule a reading with her. MiriamTheMedium@gmail.com. We have about a minute left. You do every Thursday, you do a show, don't you? You do a live, don't you?
I do. So right now, it's myself and my friend Dawn, who's an inspirational speaker. It's about intuition, motivation, inspiration. We do readings, but really we find a topic and we just lift each other up. I like to say the viewer is our guest. We will bring you guys into the live and you can share your stories. And we just talk about how we can, like tonight's topic was trust. Mm-hmm. You know, what does trust really mean? What does trust really look like? And then I also have my podcast, which is on Spotify, which is Lessons from the Paranormal, where I teach you why this paranormal experience you are having is happening.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I hope you'll come back and we can do this again and we can go into deeper subjects.
I'd love to.
That's great. And I hope those listening come back. Oh, well. Everyone, first of all, Mariam, thank you so much for joining us tonight. This was fantastic.
Thank you so much. Good night. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And we'll be back tomorrow. We're going to do Casual Friday. We have all the usuals. And everyone, join us tomorrow with what you want to talk about. Have a good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.